My grandfather fought in the First World War, as many Indigenous Australians did, and weren't considered part of the country's makeup. We weren't part of the constitution. In fact, Aboriginal people were legally considered in many regards as wards of the state. My uncle was Captain Reg Saunders, the first Aboriginal commissioned officer. He fought in the Second World War and led a company in the Korean War, the conflict in the 50s. He was never considered a complete citizen of the country that he fought for. There are many, many Indigenous people who have served this country in Australia's theatres of war and haven't been included as part of the nation. Now, this, for me personally, makes me feel that Australia Day is on the wrong day. And it's on the wrong day because it represents one thing to many Australians, but it represents a downfall for many Indigenous Australians. Look for me. We'd be better off to move it to a day which is inclusive of all Australians. And that way we'd have an opportunity to celebrate collectively as Australians the achievements of this nation.
So do you feel generally that Indigenous Australians can't really identify with the Australia Day celebrations?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that many Indigenous Australians see themselves as being excluded from the celebrations that the rest of the nation has. And I don't say this to upset or challenge anyone. I appeal to the good sense of people. It's like celebrating something that was forcibly taken. I find it hard to understand myself.
Do you think that many Australians do actually know that Australia Day is celebrating the First Fleet landing at Australia?
What I do know is that not many Australians can name five Aboriginal tribes. Not many can say hello in one local Aboriginal language, despite the fact that there's hundreds of languages. Not many know about the cultural clash or the fact that there was many battles and wars fought at the point of contact. There seems to be a nursery version of history that's taught, and I think we would be better as a nation to look at the true history, to honour the frontier dead, both black and white, and to celebrate that as the founding of this country.
So what do you think about the current culture of Australia Day celebrations?
I think some people believe that a way to serve this country is to be drunk with one of our national flags over their back. And I serve this country in a whole different way. I believe that serving this country is about trying to make the country a better place. And one of the ways to make this a better place is to recognise that there's great wrongs happening in the country and to take the initiative to try and fix those wrongs. One of the wrongs that we've had is the racial divide and the lack of recognition of the cultural loads that other people carry. And the cultural loads that Indigenous Australians carry, we are not a problem people. We're a people that have been presented with a problem, and that problem belongs to all of us collectively as Australians.
What do you think the average Australian can do to help Aboriginal people feel more part of the community?
To be inclusive, number one, to take the time to learn what discrimination actually is. What happens is many people say there's no racism in Australia because they don't actually practice racism or knowingly practice racism. Discrimination, and many women would recognise this, comes in lots of insidious and cunning forms. Two, to learn about the local history and to make that part of their nation's cultural landscape. To accept the fact that there was a phenomenal war across this nation at the first point of contact. And that we need to recognise the past for what it truly is. Once we recognise the past for what it truly is, and I'm talking about in local areas, once we recognise that explorers such as Mitchell and others, in some cases, were murderers, literally, once we recognise those things, we'll find it easier to plant positive and proactive seeds here in the present. We do that because we want future generations to celebrate a day that celebrates our cultural collectiveness, our togetherness as a nation of people.
So do you think that there is a particular date in the year or a particular event that we could celebrate instead that would include everyone?
Absolutely. I think that there's several dates that we could look at. We could look at Federation. We could look at... I think that we could look at discovering a day together where we make a commitment as a nation to each other to celebrate the diversity of who we are and to recognise the First Peoples. We could celebrate a day when we we perhaps engaged in a treaty with Indigenous Australians at the beginnings of treaties. We could celebrate a day when we said, okay, well, this is when we're truly going to stamp out discrimination. We could celebrate a day when we acknowledge that there's discrimination in this country. At the moment, despite the fact that Australia has had findings against it by the United Nations for discriminatory practices, we're still in denial that Australia has an issue with race or an issue with heritage. Now, this isn't about doom and gloom. This is about growing as a nation. We could celebrate a day to signify that where we've come from in a true sense, where we are, and more importantly, where we can go.
Richard, you said earlier that your grandfather served in the First World War and your uncles served in the Second World War and Korea, and you created a movie titled Harry's War about that. Is that right?
That was in the 90s, Harry's War, and it won some awards in Black Hollywood and around the world, and some human rights awards, and the curriculum's used in many schools now. My Uncle Reg's younger brother, Uncle Reg was the first Aboriginal commissioned officer, mm-hmm. Captain Red Saunders, and his younger brother Harry served on the Kokoda and was killed in Gona. And his best mate was a bloke called Alan Avery, White Jambi and Black Jambi, and they practiced the brotherhood at a time when there were no words such as reconciliation. They practiced a mateship. They seen a brotherhood that went beyond heritage, beyond colour. They would call each other White Jambi and Black Jambi, and Jambi means brother. So I made the movie to pay respect to that love and friendship that those two soldiers had, and to, in many ways, to represent what Australia could be if we have the courage to recognise the past for what it is. I'd like to say that I'm a fiercely proud Australian, and I like to serve this country, our country, and I believe the best way to serve it is to recognise that there's something wrong and try and fix it. It's not about standing at a bar drunk with a flag draped over your shoulder and bragging about your country when you've done little for it. It's about getting off your bum, treating our flags with respect, and doing something constructive about building it together.